The head of the U.S. Coast Guard met today with his counterparts from seven other northern nations. They created the Arctic Coast Guard Forum at a signing ceremony in New London, Connecticut. The forum is intended to help pool resources when life, limb, or the Arctic environment are in danger. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, the most significant feature of today's event was Russia's presence.
The new Coast Guard Alliance has the same membership roster as the Arctic Council: Canada, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, Russia, Sweden, and the U.S. Through the Council, the countries agreed years ago to help each other with search and rescue and oil spill response. But how is this collaboration supposed to happen besides starting anew with every emergency?
These binding agreements had no mechanism to implement operations, which really falls on the shoulders of the Coast Guards.
That's Admiral Paul Zunkoft, the U.S. Coast Guard Commandant, explaining the gap the Arctic Coast Guard Forum aims to fill with regular meetings, dialogue, and joint exercises. American resources clearly aren't keeping up with the expected increase in ship traffic. Case in point, a 1,000-passenger cruise ship is expected to sail the Northwest Passage next summer. Zukumpf says if there's an accident, the U.S. Coast Guard can't stage a major rescue on its own.
In the summer months, we have two H-60 helicopters pre-positioned up in the Arctic. Between those two helicopters, we can probably recover maybe 15 people.
The new forum isn't the first line of defense for the crews. Zunkoff says the American and Canadian Coast Guards will be talking to the cruise line about what assets it intends to have on standby. But Russia, with dozens of icebreakers, is without question the big daddy of Arctic response. Still, the formal creation of the Coast Guard Forum stalled last year because Canada objected to Russia's participation in response to Moscow's move on Ukraine. Zunkoff says all eight Arctic nations had to be part of the forum.
Russia has the preponderance of the resources when it comes to the Arctic domain. So it's critical to have them at the table if we're going to have a joint statement that really has some meaning.
Heather Conley, a senior vice president at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, agrees with the decision to include Russia, although she says it's a challenging proposition when you look at Russia's actions in the Arctic.
Russia has performed military exercises at full combat readiness without notifying other Arctic states. We know they are changing their security position, their military, they're reopening military bases. They're doing some things that go beyond what I would say is acceptable for simple search and rescue and maritime cooperation.
But Conley says talk is good, and that's what the Coast Guard Forum is about.
So hopefully it turns into a good venue for additional dialogue that will help reduce tensions in the Arctic.
With help from Cassandra Basler in New London, Connecticut, I'm Liz Ruskin, reporting from Washington, D.C.